What's up, all you baked Alaskas and stony balonies? It's Sun here.
With Moon.
And tonight's podcast is going to be a bit heavy, but like we said in our previous episodes, part of being a stoner means you gotta stand up for what's right. So enjoy our music and we'll kick shit off.
And welcome to the Midnight Snack Podcast.
And now, for something completely different.
All right, so I wanted to start off the episode tonight with a quote from Nelson Mandela. He says, "There can be no keener revelation of society's soul than the way it treats its children." Tonight's episode is going to be pretty heavy, reflecting on gun violence and the recent events that have happened in Uvalde, Texas. So we're going to start off with Moon over here kind of giving us a timeline for those who may not know what's happening, and just kind of put us in the present moment.
So as of today, Wednesday, May 25th at 9 p.m., 21 people have been killed in another senseless mass shooting at a school about 90 miles west of San Antonio here, towards the Mexican border. These kind of things have become way, way too commonplace in this country. And yesterday, President Biden made a statement. We're going to cut in a little piece of his.
Another massacre. Uvalde, Texas. An elementary school. Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders.
That was from the President of the United States. This has touched everybody's lives. NBA Finals are going on right now. Even the coach from the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, he had this to say yesterday.
Talk about basketball. Nothing's happened with our team in the last 6 hours. We're going to start the same way tonight. Any basketball questions don't matter. Since we left shoot around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here. And a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something?
That was Golden State's Warrior coach, Steve Kerr. So he raised up a very, very important question. Yeah. When are we going to do something?
When are we going to do something?
That's something Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, he brought out that same question yesterday.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African-American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings than days in the year. Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing?
Exactly. What are we doing? Here's a timeline of the events yesterday. And this wasn't a 40-year-old militia type guy. This wasn't somebody who had been wrong throughout his entire life. This was an 18-year-old kid. We're not going to name his name. We're not going to give him that honor of putting his name out there. It all started off when he shot his grandmother in the face hours before heading to the elementary school. 66-year-old grandmother did not die. She made it to a nearby home where she called police. And minutes before the deadly assault at the school, the gunman sent a series of chilling text messages to a girl in Germany he met online, saying he had just shot his grandmother and was going to shoot up an elementary school. He then drove his grandmother's vehicle about a quarter mile, a block and a half away from the elementary school, Robb Elementary School. He crashed the vehicle at that point Then he exited the vehicle with a backpack and a rifle. At that point, a school resource officer engaged him. No gunfire was exchanged at that time. This is when the gunman entered the school through a back door and went down the hallway to adjoining classrooms. At that point, officers with the Independent School District approached the gunman and then engaged with him. He then entered a back door, went down two short hallways into a classroom on the left-hand side. And when he entered a classroom, which was then connected internally to another classroom, he barricaded himself. At that point, he went on a shooting rampage. He killed 20 children and one teacher with illegally purchased AR rifles. Son, you have anything to say about that?
I want to take a moment, everybody, just to be silent for a second. These are innocent children, innocent lives. And even the shooter himself, 18, is still a child.
Very much.
And he is also just as much of a reflection of the failures in our systems. So many things happened, you know, yesterday that could have been prevented by laws, by different people acting as barriers, listening, seeing warning signs. But what is the true failure is that guns have become more important than people in this country, more important than lives.
It's a sad state of the country, and when that happens, 21 senseless killings.
The senator brought up a good point. This year alone, in 2022, there have been more shootings than days of the year. There have been 212 mass shootings in the United States.
212.
And that's just 2022. That has been a trend ever since the Columbine shooting. You know, you might be listening to this and feeling anger within yourself. Oh, my guns. We deserve guns. Nobody wants to take your fucking guns away. Nobody wants to take them away. But at what point in time do we look around and realize that guns and the lack of control over guns, these simple screenings that can be done, that used to be done, you know, the bare minimum is no longer being done, and at least in the state of Texas. When is that more important than innocent lives? When is that more important? These children can't carry guns.
The teachers shouldn't be expected to.
The teachers can't even fucking get binders or, you know, basic ass supplies. And we're telling them, hey, you need to carry guns? And what if a teacher's having a bad day?
Yeah, this 18-year-old kid purchased these guns and these firearms last, or these guns and this ammunition last week.
And he could have.
Legally.
Yes.
All he had to do is go in, fill out a piece of paper. 30 minutes, he probably walks out of there with a gun.
There's no mental health screening before purchasing a gun.
No, they ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with it? But it's just an honor system at that point.
And most people aren't going to be truthful about that because they know that if they say yes, they're not going to receive a gun. Well, and that's not even guaranteed. And the very little background check that is done, there's more extensive background check done for you to enter a job at McDonald's than to purchase a firearm.
Yeah. He was working a day shift at a local Wendy's. He was a loner. He had no friends, no real social media influence. The signs may have been there. I don't know. Not much has come out about this guy yet.
When we think of mass shooters, we can't ignore that they do have common characteristics. The shooter yesterday was not a white man, but white men typically are the shooters. But one thing that they all do have in common is they are men. They are men.
I don't think I've ever seen a woman mass shooter.
No, and we might be incorrect, and you might correct us later, but the bottom line is all you hear is men doing it. And it's because we live in a society where toxic masculinity is rampant in different cultures, but overall, we live in a patriarchal system, meaning that it is male-driven, father-driven, male is the lead, male dominant. And as we're seeing, and what we even talked about in our last podcast about basic health rights being taken away from uterus-owning individuals, we're now seeing in the toxicity and the violence that comes from when men have their feelings hurt, when men feel insecure, when men feel like their voices are not being heard. Instead of speaking out, showing emotions, they want others to feel the hurt that they feel inside. And this is when tragedy occurs.
10 years ago, Sandy Hook happened, and nothing has changed.
No, it's gotten worse.
When is enough enough, people? I am a gun owner. I own quite a few guns. All my guns have been purchased legally through proper background checks.
Well, and even with Moon, he knows his boundaries with his guns. I am highly against guns. He knows that about me. And so he knows that they're not allowed in the house with our daughter. But he knows his boundaries. He knows how to keep them away. He knows the safety along with them. And he did that. Our government does not do that.
I also know when I'm in a situation where I don't need my guns.
Yeah.
Which a lot of this, I just don't know. For once, I'm at a loss of words. I don't know what the next step should be.
I don't know either, but what I do know is that something has to fucking happen. Something has to happen. And the reason why, and this is horrendous, the reason why we don't know the true total count of children who have died is because they cannot recognize them. Their faces were blown off. They cannot have a proper burial. They cannot have an open casket. There are parents out there right now that are unable to have their children identified because there is no DNA left. They were swabbing the cheeks of these children. The children that started the day probably eating cereal or pancakes or...
Some of them had just gotten awards an hour before.
So their parents were probably on campus at that point too.
Their parents had been there an hour before and they had left the school.
It's devastating.
Very devastating. So what are we going to do, America? What is the solution to this?
Well, I wanted to read a quote by an unknown author, but I think it poses a potential solution. If anything, it's just more thought-provoking, because I think right now it is so easy to turn our privilege and to turn off. But those who are affected right now who don't have children anymore, they can't turn it off. And it might feel like we are speaking into a void, but we can't turn it off. We need to fight. We need to vote. We need to be present. We need to have a voice for the voiceless. So here is the quote. How about we treat every young man who wants to buy a gun like every woman who wants to get an abortion? Mandatory 48-hour waiting period, parental permission, a note from his doctor proving he understands what he's about to do, a video he has to watch about the effects of gun violence, and an ultrasound wand up the ass, just because we like a little humor. Let's close down all but one gun shop in every state and make him travel hundreds of miles, take time off work, and stay overnight in a strange town just to get a gun. make him walk through a gauntlet of people holding photos of loved ones who were shot to death, people who call him a murderer and beg him not to buy a gun. It makes more sense to do this with a young man or someone who wants guns more than a woman and healthcare, right? I mean, no woman getting an abortion has killed a room full of people in seconds, right? 212 mass shootings in 2022 alone.
144 days.
When is enough enough?
When is enough enough? What are we going to do?
I wanted to share something that I wrote. And, you know, a little bit of background is I do have a 5-year-old. And this 5-year-old is going to be starting kindergarten in August. And I feel like if you're a parent out there, or if you can remember being in kindergarten or being in school in general, this might resonate with you. And if not, take a moment to see what it'd be like to walk in the shoes of others. Each day, I send this precious soul of mine to school and compartmentalize the idea that she might not come home to me. That's the reality of parents in the United States. We are never guaranteed that our children will come back home to us. That nightmare I shoved back became a reality for, at the time, 18 parents. We have now increased that number. They dropped off their children and picked up their dead body. Instead of planning for summer vacation or camp, they are planning a funeral. I feel like I am shouting into a void some days. This country does not value children. The use of guns without basic restrictions has resulted in the mass murders of millions of people, including these innocent children. The same children whose health insurance is cut, whose education programs are cut, whose mental health programs are cut, who are shamed for their identity and who they love. The same children that are too young to understand sex but are forced to carry unwanted pregnancies. The same children that can buy a gun. I can't begin to imagine the walk that these parents have to do, but I will continue to advocate at the polls. I will continue to shout into this void in hopes that someday it sticks. May those precious babies that were killed find peace and joy in the afterlife. May their parents be surrounded and uplifted as they navigate a world they never wanted to be placed in. And for those that still back the NRA, when is enough enough?
212. That's a pretty big number.
More days out of the year. With that being said, I know that sometimes it feels like your voice does not matter. As I wrote, that we are shouting into a void, that our representatives are not representing us. But we have to get up and fight. This is not the time to back down. This is not the time to cower. This is not the time to be silent. It is the time to go to the polls, to vote for people that are against these fucking idiots in office, and get these laws in place. You have a voice, and the reason your voice is not reflected is because you have not used it. You are powerful. You are unique. And your gifts and your ability are what we need to shape this world into what it needs to be, not what it has become.
212.
It's time to educate our families. Fuck those across the table discussions. It is time to fight. It is time to fight for those lives, or we will be murdered. We will be murdered. You'll be murdered at the grocery stores. You'll be murdered at your church. You'll be murdered at your school.
Been 61 active shooters.
You'll be murdered at the clubs. You'll be murdered at the movie theaters.
212.
You're never safe. You're never safe in a country that values guns more than its people.
We're the only country in the world where this is happening.
I read an article that Texas alone has had 19 mass shootings since 2022. 19 of the 212.
This is one of the top four mass school shootings in America. Columbine, 13 dead. Robb Elementary, which has happened yesterday, 15 dead. Stoneman Douglas High School, February 2018, 17 dead. And of course, Sandy Hook Elementary, December 2012, 27 dead.
Well, and you even know that the number is no longer 15 for Robb Elementary.
No, the number is now 21.
And the only reason it has not increased is because those who have survived are fighting in the hospitals. In San Antonio, in our trauma centers, they were airlifted. These people are fighting for their lives. And they will never be the same again.
No. It can never, ever be the same again. 212.
212.
Well, you know, these last two podcasts have been some pretty serious issues. And from time to time, we will be touching on these issues and bringing them to you.
We couldn't pretend that they weren't happening.
Especially something like this. 21 dead.
I'm going to take a moment to read all of the schools that have had shootings since Columbine. Again, this does not include the list of the churches and the movie theaters and the clubs
and the grocery stores.
No one is safe in this country. We are not safe. And while I'm doing this, take a moment and to reflect on your own high school experience, because you survived it. You're here. And if you're still in school and you're listening to us, we stand with you. We will fight for you. Thurston High School, Columbine High School, Heritage High School, Deming Middle School, Fort Gibson Middle School, Buell Elementary School, Lake Worth Middle School, University of Arkansas, Junipero Serra High School, Santana High School, Bishop Newman High School, Pacific Lutheran University, Granite Hills High School, Lew Wallace High School, Martin Luther King Jr. High School, Appalachian School of Law, Washington High School, Conception Abbey, Benjamin Tasker Middle School, University of Arizona, Lincoln High School, John McDonnell High School, Red Lion Area Junior High School, Case Western Reserve University, Recorey High School, Below High School, Randallstown High School, Bowen High School, Red Lake Senior High School, Harlan Community Academy High School, Campbell County High School, Milwee Middle School, Roseburg High School, Pine Middle School, Essex Elementary School, Desquini University, Plate Canyon High School, Weston High School, West Nickel Mines School, Joplin Memorial Middle School, Henry Foss High School, Compton Centennial High School, Virginia Tech, Success Tech Academy, Miami Carroll City Senior High School, Hamilton High School, Louisiana Technological School, Mitchell High School, E.O. Green Junior High School, Northern Illinois University, Lakota Middle School, Knoxville Central High School, Willoughby South High School, Henry Ford High School, University of Central Arkansas, Dillard High School, Dunbar High School, Hampton University, Harvard College, La Rose Cutoff Middle School, International Studies Academy, Skyline College, Discovery Middle School, University of Alabama, DeKalb School, Deer Creek Middle School, Ohio State University, Mumford High School, University of Texas, Kelly Elementary School, Marionette High School, Aurora Central High School, Millard South High School, Martinsville West Middle School, Worthing High School, Millard South High School, Highlands Intermediate School, Cape Fear High School, Chardon High School, Episcopal School of Jacksonville, Oikis University, Hamilton High School, Perry Hall School, Normal Community High School, University of South Alabama, Banner Academy South, University of Southern California, Sandy Hook Elementary School, Apostolic Revival Center Christian School, Taft Union High School, Osborne High School, Stevens Institute of Business and Arts, Hazard Community and Technical College, Chicago State University, Lone Star College, Cesar Chavez High School, Price Middle School, University of Central Florida, New River Community College, Grambling State University, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, O.C. Ware Mitchell Middle School, Ronald E. McNair Discovery Academy, North Panola High School, Carver High School, Agape Christian Academy, Sparks Middle School, North Carolina A&T State University, Stevenson High School, Brashear High School, West Orange High School, Arapahoe High School, Edison High School, Liberty Technology Magnet High School, Hill House High School, Berenda High School, Purdue University, South Carolina State University, Los Angeles Valley College, Charles F. Brush High School, University of Southern California, Georgia Regents University, Academy of Knowledge Preschool, Benjamin Beneker High School, D.H. Conley High School, East English Village Preparatory Academy, Payne College, Georgia Gwinnett College, John F. Kennedy High School, Seattle Pacific University, Reynolds High School, Indiana State University, Albemarle High School, Fern Creek Traditional High School, Langston Hughes High School, Marysville Pilchick High School, Florida State University, Miami Carroll City High School, Rogers State University, Rosemary Anderson High School, Wisconsin Lutheran High School, Frederick High School, Tanea Middle School, Bethune-Cookman University, Pershing Elementary School, Wayne Community College, J.B. Martin Middle School, Southwestern Classical Academy, Savannah State University, Harrisburg High School, Umpqua Community College, Northern Arizona University, Texas Southern University, Tennessee State University, Winston-Salem State University, Mojave High School, Lawrence Central High School, Franklin High School, Muskegon Heights High School, Independence High School, Madison High School, Antigo High School, University of California, Los Angeles, Jeremiah Burke High School, Alpine High School, Townsville Elementary School, Vigor High School, Lyndon McKinley STEM Academy, June Jordan High School for Equity, Union Middle School, Mueller Park Junior High School, West Liberty Salem High School, University of Washington, King City School, North Park Elementary School, North Lake College, Freeman High School, Mattoon High School, Rancho Tahoma Elementary School, Aztec High School, Wake Forest University, Italy High School, NET Charter High School, Marshall County High School, Sal Castro Middle School, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Great Mills High School, Central Michigan University, Huffman High School, Frederick Douglass High School, Forest High School, Highland High School, Dixon High School, Santa Fe High School, Noblesville West Middle School, University of North Carolina, Charlotte, STEM School Highlands Ranch, Edgewood High School, Palm Beach Central High School, Providence Career and Technical Academy, Fairleigh High School, Canyon Springs High School, Dennis Intermediate School, Florida International University, Central Elementary School, Cascade Elementary School, Davidson High School, Prairie View A&M University, Atascocita High School, Central Academy for Excellence, Cleveland High School, Robert E. Lee High School, Cheyenne South High School, Grambling State University, Blountsville Elementary School, Holmes County, Mississippi, Prescott High School, College of the Mainland, Winbrook Elementary School, UNC Charlotte, Riverview, Florida, Second Chance High School, Carmen Ainsworth High School, Willywaw Elementary School, Monroe Clark High School, Central Catholic High School, Jeanette High School, Easton Hills High School, Deanza High School, Ridgeway High School, Reginald F. Lewis High School, Saugus High School, Pleasantville High School, Waukesha High School, Oshkosh High School, Catholic Academy of New Haven, Belair High School, North Crawley High School, McAuliffe Elementary School, South Oak Cliff High School, Texas A&M University Commerce, Sonora High School, Western Illinois University, Oxford High School, Robb Elementary School.
That's quite a list.
212.
And now we're going to end the podcast. I'm going to read off the names of the victims here. So please, if you're still with us, bear with me on this last one as we close out our podcast. The first one, Alexandra Anaya Rubio, 10 years old. Alethea Ramirez, 10 years old. Amiri Joe Garza, 10 years old. Annabelle Guadalupe Rodriguez, 10 years old. Alana Cruz Torres, 10 years old. Alania Ellie Garcia, 9 years old. Eva Morellas, 44 years old, one of the two adult victims. She was a fourth grade teacher. She had worked for the school district for 17 years. Irma Garcia, another elementary school teacher. She had been there for 23 years. Jackie Cazares, 10 years old. Halia Nicole Silguero, 10 years old. Jace Luevanos, 10 years old. Jose Flores, 10 years old. Layla Salazar, 10 years old. McKenna Lee Elrod, 10 years old. Emete Rodriguez. Miranda Mathis, 11. Nevaeh Bravo, Rogelio Torres, 10. Tess Marie Mata. Uzziah Garcia, 8 years old. Xavier Lopez, 10 years old. 212.
As we honor their lives, remember that your voice matters, that you need to take this opportunity, this rage, this injustice. Go to the polls, vote for people who will make the change happen or be the representative that makes the change happen. You can also donate to organizations such as Every Town. Every Town is an organization that fights against gun violence.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up our somber podcast here. And remember, we're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.